B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Shooter of wanting to shoot, it really confuses me.
It's odd. And somebody's pointing out to me on Twitter right now, defense, which has never played in the All-Star game.
It's a very good point.
That's a very good point.
I would like to see Ben Simmons make the All-Star team just to get, to score 6 points, get 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 10 assists, and then just play lockdown defense.
Yeah.
That'll show the voters.
That'll get them. 610-632-0975. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. And how about winning yourself up to $10,000?
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest, 5KND Free Money Giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
This hour's keyword is perfect. Perfect, as in we would like Ben Simmons to be perfect. Enter the keyword perfect on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting perfect to 45911 by 8:15 this morning, and we'll call you if you're randomly selected, and you'll win $1,000. Everyone that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword perfect on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting perfect to 45911 by 8:15 this morning. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway is presented by the all new Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Good luck. Having a lot of fun so far this morning talking about the greatest scandal, cheating scandal at least, in most likely sports history. We discussed it earlier. The Astros have a cheating tree. Not a coaching tree, a cheating tree. Alex Cora going elsewhere, he's out. Obviously, A.J. Hinch in Houston, out. Their GM, out. Now you also have Carlos Beltran out as the manager of the New York Mets. That hammer fell yesterday.
Sorry, Tio.
Lo siento. What if Vicente's listening? Lo siento.
Sorry.
So you have the story come out with Carlos Beltran. Shortly thereafter, allegedly, his niece tweets out, and this has to come out sooner or later, so here it is. Sorry, Tio. And for those that don't habla the Espanol there, Trey, that means uncle. So she's allegedly referring to Jose Altuve, as well as Bergman as well for the Astros, saying they're wearing little buzzers on their shoulders.
So there's an ESPN New York reporter that verified it's not actually his niece.
Ah.
Which lends to the credit of Gary Sheffield Jr. that it is, in fact, a Major League Baseball player's burner account.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Let the burner accounts start emerging.
And they're saying that there is a buzzer on an Astros shoulder, multiple Astros shoulders, that let them know what pitch was coming. So that's what the big conspiracy theory is right now, although there seems to be some legs to this conspiracy theory, because now video has come out refocusing on Jose Altuve as he was rounding third base, heading for home after a home run he hit against the ALCS against Aroldis Chapman. He's going across home plate, and he's signaling to his teammates what looks like, "Don't rip my shirt off. I got one of those things on. Don't rip the shirt." Then afterwards, he gets interviewed by Ken Rosenthal. And, Bob, I think you have the theory of theories here. Ken Rosenthal is not the type of reporter to ask the question of, hey, why didn't you want your teammates ripping your shirt off? He's more of an analytics guy.
He's a straight, good, really good reporter. And the fact that you just had him hit a home run in Game 6 to send him to the series against Chapman on a breaking pitch, which he only throws 29% of the time because this guy throws 105 miles an hour, you have so many little storylines there. To have Ken Rosenthal be in the position and say, hey, why didn't you let your teammates rip your shirt off? And then Altuve say, huh, what? And his, like, I would think he would go on to a more serious question. No, he wanted the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there were, I am convinced there were rumors that were going around that Ken Rosenthal and many others probably had already heard.
Yeah, it's wild. It's absolutely wild. And for Ken Rosenthal to ask that question and not something more analytical, as you say, Bob, is just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that struck me as odd.
So then a couple other photos came out of his teammates that looked like they had, actually with their shirts off, and it looked like they had something on them that might be an indicator, it might be a buzzer, whatever it might be. It's probably the worst cheating scandal in the history of sports. It's just that insane. And again, for there to be some kind of cheating tree that has affected other baseball teams and other players come out and speak about it, it's just nothing short of amazing. And I went from kind of like, he ain't cheating, he ain't trying, to now feeling dirty just as a baseball fan and watching those Astro teams play the way they did, especially in the postseason. And Jamie, you rattled off their splits earlier in the week.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So all this that's happened over the last couple of days now has started to spiral out of control. Up in New York as well, you had Michael Kay of the Michael Kay Show on the Yes Network also asked the question why Altuve didn't want his jersey ripped off by his teammates. Well, because it would reveal a device that supposedly was helping them cheat. Huh. It got beyond coaching. It got beyond even the videotape. It was the videotape directly affecting the players in the batter's box as the at-bat was happening. Mm. Wild. Absolutely yeah. Wild.
I wonder, what is this device? Does anybody here, do we have any pictures of it? What is? How does it work?
I read one thing that said that the players may have had to learn Morse code.
See, that's wow. That's odd. I don't.
Well, meaning if it's going to be, you know, because it's not just fastball. It's where in the zone is it going to be?
Uh-huh.
Is it going to be a slider high and up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's variations, I guess, of maybe the codes that we're coming across.
I thought one of the things I read was like a one beat or one buzz for a fastball, two for an off-speed pitch.
Yeah.
It is wild. However you break it down, if you're being aided while in the batter's box outside of just a coach telling you what to expect when you're going up, maybe it's a pitcher you never see, and that's ridiculous.
I just saw another Trevor Bauer tweet to let you know that Major League Baseball has in fact known about this for a while, because that's the rumor amongst a lot of players is, well, this has been known for a while and they haven't done anything about it. Trevor Bauer tweeted again this morning in regards to the Jessica Mendoza thing, where she was kind of anti against Mike Fears for whistleblowing against his own, you know, league, more or less. And Trevor Bauer said, look, there's been numerous complaints filed. This has been ignored by Major League Baseball. No investigation has ever come out of this. Sometimes things call for extraordinary measures. Basically siding with Fears, being like, dude, we've been trying for 2.5 years to get them to look into this, and they haven't. So I support what he did, which is crazy.
Lifetime ban?
I think it's definitely on the table.
You have to discuss it. When you think about what's happened in years past with cheating scandals, and you go all the way back 100 years ago.
This is the biggest one ever.
Without question. The Black Sox, 1919,
please,
banned.
Please.
Right? Right? Those were guys who were looking to make money from gamblers. All right?
Yeah.
Pete Rose bet on games.
Way less.
But like the one rule of baseball used to be, don't bet on this game. Be the worst person ever, just don't bet on it. That's what baseball's like motto was.
Well, it's ironic now because betting is probably a major reason why, you know, some of these lifetime bans are on the table, because the more people are betting on the games mean more people are watching the games. And if people stop betting on the game because they can't trust the integrity of it, then less people are going to watch games, which affects their bottom dollar. So this is major.
But the new number one rule, because we are in the midst of this amazing technology boom, is don't use technology. It's why Spygate was an issue in football, and rightfully so. And it's why this is such a huge issue. Because they're not just videotaping the signals. They're not just banging on a trash can. They could be hooking up players to electronic devices to let them know what pitch is coming.
And it's funny, Jamie's called it, and Mark, I think you agree, the biggest scandal ever, whether it's baseball, whatever sport it may be. And I swear, we just started peeling back what's happening here. I mean, this could be so widespread and so big that we're already calling it the biggest scandal. It's probably not even taken shape yet of how big this is going to be.
The one layer of the onion is peeled.
Exactly. Maybe not even all of the one layer.
Yeah, it's gonna unravel like nothing we've seen before, that's for sure. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975.
I love technology.
What?
Much as you see, but I still love technology.
What the? I'm getting this in like one ear for whatever reason.
Me too.
it's right channel dominant for whatever that, whatever that was. But
stupid YouTube.
I love
Trey called that one in.
Another thing,
can you name that movie?
It sounds like Napoleon Dynamite.
Correct.
It's Kip, right?
Yeah, when he's when he's getting married.
I love technology.
Not as much as I love you.
You and me.
All right, let's get our man Steve up here. Steve, Jersey, what's going on, Steve?
Hi.
Hi.
You guys make me laugh. thanks for entertaining me on my way to work every day.
We do what we can, Steve. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
Listen, I was trying to enter that cornhole tournament on the site. It won't let me. So I figured I'd call you guys and see if you can let me and my daughter in.
When did you register?
I tried doing it this morning, but for either my work computer, I'm at work.
Steve,
not working all that great.
Steve, we closed registration yesterday at 9 o'clock.
Oh, is that why I couldn't register? Okay.
Yeah, but here's what we'll do. So we're going to have a couple of play-in games probably at the tournament itself. Why don't I put it on hold? We'll get your info. We'll look it over, and we'll try to get you the info in a written form maybe to where you can show up with your daughter and maybe end up playing anyway. That'll be open to everybody.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay.
All right, brother.
That doesn't work.
Steve, what else can I do for you?
No, nothing, man. I'm a huge Eagles fan. She's a Packer fan, but I'm trying to change her.
Ugh. How'd that happen?
My wife. What can I do?
Wait, is your wife from Wisconsin?
No, she's just been a Packer fan for years. I've been an Eagle fan since Norm Snead, so, you know.
Has she been a Packer fan since Vince Lombardi?
Bart Starr?
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. There you go. All right, Steve, I'm going to put you on hold, brother.
I'd enter her if we could have an old people bracket, but I don't think we'd do so well.
wait, Steve, hold on a second.
Don't look at me. I'll punch you right in the face.
I'm not looking at you. Steve, can I ask you, how old a fella are you?
I'm 62.
You're not old.
Yeah, that's not old. You're a young buck, well, Steve. You're a spring chicken.
Tell my knees that.
Well, maybe call Rothman Orthopedics, you know what I'm saying? Steve, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get your info, all right, buddy?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, man. Yeah, no, we closed registration yesterday at 9 o'clock.
I know, yeah.
I had people hit me up.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had to shut it down because of technology.
610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll re-examine Ben Simmons, and we'll go through the – I teased this earlier. I mentioned Ben Simmons' mentions – on his campaign to make an all-star team for the second consecutive season. We will reference those mentions coming up in a second here. We'll read a couple of responses coming up here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farsetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So Ben Simmons tweets out NBA All-Star Team 2020, league leader in steals with one of those green check marks you see so much now on social media. And it really begins his campaign to make an All-Star Team. And you know what? All right. I hate saying that I would ever root against any Philly athlete making an All-Star Team. But when I think it's the last resort to seeing a guy take that next step from being a guy that could be an All-Star every year, could be an All-Star for every year of his career, after his rookie season, obviously, to a guy that could be an MVP candidate every year. And that essentially, Trey, puts you in the conversation of some of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
We already have a really good basketball player. I want to see a transcendent basketball player.
Yeah, he can be that. I mean, you know, he shows you in the first half how dominant he can be as a player. And the second half, he falls off. I mean, you see how teams are playing him. I mean, they're playing him with their fives. I mean, you know, he can be that type of player. We just need him to be that all the time.
Yeah. It seems selective for him.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely seems selective. Coming up, we'll let you hear some of the comments there on his Twitter. What's going on there, Sam? Sam in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey.
Hey, Trey Thomas, how you doing, man? We've been one of your biggest fans for years, man.
Thank you.
Ben Simmons, I mean, I'm not saying I'm bad about the guy. He's a good player and everything, but I agree with you guys. I think if he doesn't get into the All-Star game, I think in his mind, he feels all that, he could become a better player. You know what I'm saying? He'll probably think about it.
That's what I'm hoping, Sam. That's the goal.
Yeah, and I think that should happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really think that could happen. I really think he could be an awesome player. But if he doesn't make it, maybe, yeah, like I say, you know, that could drill in his head and make somebody. He's a young guy, you know. Maybe anything could happen. Anything could happen. I mean, I'm his biggest fan too, but anything could happen.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate the call, bud.
No problem, man. You guys have a great one.
You as well, Sam. Appreciate it. First comment on Ben Simmons' Twitter post, which is a highlight package. And Trey, you pointed this out to me.
Beautifully done.
It was really good.
Yeah.
He really, really looks good. And he really drives the point home that he is the NBA leader in steals.
Yes.
That's what the video is about.
Mm-hmm.
And he tweets those words as well. The NBA leader in steals. So anyway, first comment is, stop shooting threes pregame and stay at the foul line. Percentage is unacceptable. So focusing on the foul shot.
I see no lies.
No, that's pretty good.
That's from Cam, who tweets our show quite often.
Yeah, I believe him.
Then Dan tweets, hey, during the All-Star break, practice, all caps, your foul shooting, all caps, 2 exclamation points.
I believe he does practice.
Oh, he does. Yes. He's at the foul line an awful lot. Before games, after practices, he's there a lot.
How about this? Take a few jump shots and maybe I will vote for you.
Ah.
All right, so that's pretty common.
Do you think he reads the mentions? I've always wondered this. I think it depends on the athlete, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but read if they were my mentions.
Yeah, I would read them.
I would read them too.
I mean, look, we're not Ben Simmons, but we get mentions. You know what I'm saying?
And I read them all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I usually say, hey, thanks for listening. That's pretty helpful. You suck. Hey, thanks for listening.
All right, but right back. Hey, that hurt.
I bleed, too.
Yeah, this is just simple. Don't deserve to be an all-star. You have other people calling other people clowns for saying that he needs to shoot a jump shot. If I was asking Ben Simmons to become the league leader in three-pointers, then I'd be a clown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking a guy not to be afraid of the foul line in the second half of games, and I'm asking a guy not to be afraid to shoot a 10-foot jumper. That's not too much to ask for from a basketball player whose dad, side note, was a professional basketball player. It doesn't seem that astounding to me.
Yeah, it's really funny. We're talking about an all-star. All-star is what you do this season. All right, let's break it down to what it really is. Is he having an all-star season this year?
No.
Probably not.
I don't think he is.
He might be borderline. There's probably other guys, other guards in the East that are better than him or, you know, whatever. So he's probably not an all-star deserving this year. But we're breaking it down into such a bigger, not breaking it down, we're making it such a bigger thing. Well, he shouldn't be an all-star because he won't take a jump shot. That's for the long term. Yeah, for the long term, he needs to develop that jump shot. He needs to be consistent every night. But just face facts, he's not all-star worthy this year. He's just not. And, you know, he can be an all-star every year, Mark, if he does exactly the stuff that you're saying. Yeah, makes himself at least a threat to shoot that 10 to 12 footer. We've talked about it ad nauseum, and even Brett Brown says he's tired of talking about it. Okay, but that's what you need from the guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so to be a perennial all-star, that's what he's going to have to do.
By the way, Ken Rosenthal just tweeted this out, so to step away from the Ben Simmons
conversation.
Hot off
the press.
This is just 1 minute ago he tweeted this. He said, here's a link to the interview which came after Altuve's ALCS clinching walk-off homer against the Yankees. Major League Baseball found no evidence of the Astros using wearable devices and no evidence of wrongdoing in 2019. So I don't... So at least, Bob, maybe we're giving him too much credit, even though I really liked your theory that he knew something was going on.
What network does he work for?
He works for, that'd be Fox.
And he also does stuff on...
MLB Network.
Which is owned by...
The Major League Baseball.
How about that?
Go figure. But this is 2019. They're focusing their investigation on 2017.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't buy it either.
I don't buy a word anybody said. Like LSU said, Odell Beckham Jr. was handing out fake money. No, I don't believe you.
Now
I
he
love
was,
when Jamie says that. I don't believe you.
He was slapping a cop on the ass.
Yeah.
There's video evidence of that.
That I
but
know.
Was there a squeeze as well? Where is that?
It was more of a slap and a tickle.
Was it a slap and a squeeze?
That
took him over the edge.
Yeah, I think what took it over the edge was the aggressiveness of the slap. Uh-huh. Because it wasn't just like a, hey, good hustle.
Yeah.
It was a...
Wow, good hustle. Squeeze.
Release.
Yeah.
There was no cupping?
He must work out.
Yeah. Oh, my God, those glutes. Hey, man.
Now there's a warrant for his arrest, right?
Oh, yeah. Odell Beckham Jr., yeah. At first, I thought it was a female police officer.
Hey, then that was being a real...
And it was not.
No.
It was a male police officer that he got all up in that.
Yeah, he got all in that.
And you don't... That's a bad idea.
No, it's a very bad idea.
I'll retweet this just so people can see it. Ken Rosenthal saying... Now, can we just play this? Because now we're on the subject again. Ken, this is the post-game interview after... Jose Altuve hit the home run. Ken Rosenthal did investigate as to why Jose Altuve did not want his jersey ripped off by his teammates during the celebration. Take a listen.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
You asked your teammates not to tear your shirt. Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
The laugh kills me every time. But, so somebody else wants to
listen to the way Rosenthal even asks it.
All right. So somebody goes through the trouble of posting pictures of Jose Altuve's Instagram account where he has no shirt on. And it's like, oh, wow, Ben is so shy. He doesn't want pictures out there of him without a shirt on. Meanwhile, here he is on vacation wearing some swim trunks.
And if you seriously listen to that again, the way Rosenthal asked the question, it's not a fun in the moment. Oh, man, you wouldn't even let the guys rip your shirt off. If you listen to the way he asks it, he sounds pretty serious. Like, play it, if you don't mind. Play it again, Jamie.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why? Your teammates not to tear your shirt. Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's...
Yes, I do know.
Look, I'm not going to die on this hill, but I'm convinced, like, Rosenthal wasn't being the...
No, you're right.
Oh, man, this is great. Why didn't they tear your shirt off?
That was a question of him grilling somebody.
Yeah. Why?
It was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a hey, we're having fun here. That was like an investigative question.
Yeah, and yeah. Altuve tries to play it off like, well, I didn't hear that. Hold on, let me think of something better to say than I'm cheating right now. And he thought of my wife gets pissed at me.
I just can't imagine a career defining moment. You're going to the World Series in front of your home crowd. You're rounding the bases. And you're concerned with gripping your jersey and not having your teammates tear it off?
Why? Yeah. Why would that be?
That's your first thought? Then you sprint into the tunnel in the dugout to change? Come on.
I want to see what this device is.
There's a picture going around of what people think the device is, and we'll let you know that. And in the words, once again, of my late great Uncle George, you ain't fooling me none, is when it comes to the Houston Astros right now. Dante in the Northeast, what's up, Dante?
Yo, Fuller, you kind of caught me off guard right now.
Oh, no, what's happening, man? Surprise.
Listen, I got a complaint real quick. It has nothing to do with sports. Since when do you go to McDonald's to order hotcakes and they don't want to give up no butter and syrup?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Whoa. This just happened to you?
Yes, and I had to come home and use my own syrup. McDonald's syrup.
Those bastards.
That's almost turn back around. Hey, hold on, wait.
That's like forgetting the fries in a takeout order.
Sounds about right.
Dante, can I tell you, I'm sorry that happened to you.
It's all right, man. You know, I'm just glad you got the air.
We're here for you, buddy.
Yes. Dante, what else is on your mind today?
I want to talk about the Aaron Hernandez thing, but I want to talk about Ben real quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dante, come on, brother. Come on, brother. What's going on, man?
Stop chilling. Come on.
I think it's kind of a deceiving, you know, that Ben Simmons doesn't get the All-Star game. I mean, it's kind of, you know, bothering me a bit.
Dante, I love you, but this is a terrible call. We had a bad connection. We had butter going
McDonald's
on.
McDonald's threw him off.
I know. Yeah. He threw him off his game. He said he wasn't prepared. Dante, I love you. We'll usually talk to you another time.
Caller.
Usually
not your best, Dante.
Yeah, this is a bad performance.
But I get it.
The hot cakes, threw him off, man.
Butter on the cakes?
He's having a bad day. And I can't submit the rest of the listeners to a struggling phone call. Yeah, I can't do that.
It would throw lesser men off.
It would. Exactly. Mike in Trenton. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
All right.
How you doing? Trey. Let me, you got big cojones, right?
That's a personal question.
Could you lend one of those to Brett Brown, please? Since when in Philly are we soft? We're talking about sending this guy to the damn All-Star game. He deserves to sit his rear end on the bench. He is handcuffing this franchise. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. The guy and his stupid smug face when he dunks. You're freaking 6'10", 6'11", so you could dunk a basketball? We should clap for you? I mean, come on. Get the guy on the bench until he shoots a three. It's not your choice. You're being paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
We're not asking, what are we asking you to do? To shoot a basketball? It is basketball, right? We're asking you to shoot the damn ball. Shoot the ball. Is that so big a deal? And he wants to go to the All-Star game? Anybody who votes for this guy for the All-Star game is not a real Philly fan. That means you're soft.
I love it.
Your coach asked you to do something, you know, block this guy with your right hand, and you tell him, no, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
What would they do to you? Come on. You cannot do it. You shoot. Brett said shoot. You shoot the damn ball. You look at Giannis, the guy's shooting like crazy, and he's going to end up being a decent three-point shooter. LeBron couldn't shoot a three to save his life. But he kept shooting, and now that brought up his whole game. You are nothing, Simmons, until you can shoot. And I'm not even talking from the 10-foot. I don't want to hear that. Bob, I love you, Bob, but you're getting soft when you say, I just want to
shoot. No, I'm not getting soft. Trust me, Mike. I'm not getting soft.
I want to hear you say, shoot threes. If you don't shoot threes, not one three.
I'm not going to say it, Mike.
Every single game. Every game, you got to shoot three threes. Not one. Come on, everybody. Stop being soft. I don't want to hear the All-Star game crap. I don't want to hear that he's anything right now. He's holding the franchise handcuffed.
Uh-huh.
We will not win until he does what he's got to do.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call, man. Mike is on fire.
What do you think Giannis Antetokounmpo shoots from three-point range?
For his career?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 21%. What?
29%.
Oh, wow. That's close. Yeah. That's better than I thought. All right.
Over the last 3 years, he's attempted 180, 140, 203, and already this season, 204. He's not good at it.
No, but
he's
keeps
not
on
good
doing.
At it at all.
Yeah. And he's an MVP somehow?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep. Kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah, good for him. He's an MVP. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah. Not a good free throw shooter either.
No.
But he gets there.
Yeah. He gets there late in games, too. It's amazing how it works.
I'm not blown off like, oh, Ben Simmons sucks. We're not saying that at all. It's just, you know, is that your really first priority now is to get yourself into the All-Star game?
Like, I'll say this as well. As much as it's a tough fan angle to play, and even, you know, might even be hot takey radio as well. But when you're talking about benching Ben Simmons, which you've heard multiple callers talk about, I don't know if that works because if you have a head coach that can't even run a play for him, then he's not going to default to benching. He's not even going to default to running a play for Ben Simmons to either shoot a jumper or shoot a three, then he's sure as hell not going to default right to, well, I'm going to bench him if he's not going to shoot. Like, I feel like Brett has thrown his hands in the air and just gone, no, this is how he is. This is what we got.
Kind of. We just got a great tweet from Jay Rescued out there.
What's that?
He says, yeah, sure, Ben can go to the All-Star game, but only if he agrees to participate in the three-point contest.
All right, I'm gonna one-up that tweet because we got a better tweet. Not about Ben, but about laughing. Jose Altuve's laugh or Kawhi Leonard's laugh.
You want to do a little side-by-side?
I think we have to do a side-by-side. All right, that's how Jose Altuve and now Kawhi Leonard. All right. Isolated isolated, just hearing those two sound bites, Altuve by a mile.
Yeah.
But historically, you got to go Kawhi, because Kawhi took on a life of his own, as I told our fine listener.
Yeah, did you see him last night on the bench? He had like these computer-generated knee wraps, and he was like, it looked like there was like an iPad on the kneecap. He's like punching in like, you know, codes and like stuff, and he looks like a robot.
Well, he is. He's the Terminator. Shout out to Kevin O'Brien, who tweeted me that question. Yeah, I got to go. Overall, I got to go Kawhi. Isolated soundbite, I will go Altuve.
Yeah, Altuve won't take off like Kawhi did.
No, it will, because there's a greater thing surrounding it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Thank you. Trey, Altuve or Kawhi?
Both of them are extremely strange.
Yeah, very true.
I still got to go Kawhi.
You have to, right?
Yeah, his laugh is extremely weird.
Bobby?
It's disturbing.
Bobby?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kawhi.
There you go.
Yeah. I think...
I love
Altuve's laugh was situational.
It was okay, that's a good
it
way to put
situational.
It.
He's put in a difficult position.
Some would say borderline evil.
Yeah, I think Kawhi's is just naturally strange, maybe robotic. So that forced laugh that he had was better.
Is it possible to take Altuve's laugh and put it on the NBA on NBC? I don't know if that would even work.
I don't even know where you're sitting at.
All right. Kevin in Newcastle County. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bob, no worries, man. I know for a fact you're not soft, so we're not worried about that.
I'm not worried, Kevin.
This is the whole thing. You know, like when Ben got hurt his first year, and he could have came back after the All-Star break, but he chose not to because he was worried about Rookie of the Year. You know, and things of that nature. When you start worrying about things of that nature and not really worrying about winning or doing what it takes to win, then that's a problem in itself. And for your coach to sit there and say, I failed him, how are you failing him when you knew this kid when he was a little kid up until now? You haven't failed him. He's going to do what he wants to do. And the only person that's going to change that is him. It doesn't matter when we play against Giannis and Giannis go down right up in his mouth and dunk on him or anybody else that it may be embarrassing or whatever. If it doesn't happen on the court, you know, it's never going to happen. What kid did you know? It is basketball, right? What kid did you know don't want to shoot the ball? I mean, you're going to have distributors and everything like that. Hell, Magic started out with a horrible shot and everything like that. Ended up being one of the best free throw shooters. And he was respectable behind three. So come on, man. I mean, you shoot him in practice. He is practicing. But when it's game time, when it's whistles, let's go. Can't nobody, like Bob says, when he's going full throttle, can't nobody stop him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why would you want to stop doing that, man? I don't understand that.
I'm with you. Look, Kevin, maybe this is what gets his attention, not making an All-Star team. As he said many times, he's now eighth in the voting. So as of right now, he's not making it in the latest voting. And he has done the campaign now where he has tweeted it out and said, you know, vote for me, basically, because I'm the NBA leader in steals. That's great. I'm happy for him. And other than this one little thing, and it's really not even little, it's just... He's such a great basketball player with this huge blind spot in his game, this vacancy in his game, this hole in his game, and it's something that's easily correctable. I'm not, and nobody is, asking him to do something so outside his game where he is all of a sudden going to become a leader in three-point shooting. Like, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We just want a very basic part of the game to be a regular part of his. That's it. It seems like such an easy ask. It seems like something that any third player in the NBA should at least have this one small 10-foot jumper. Doesn't have it. Improving in free throw. The guy I've brought up many times is Karl Malone, who a lot of people talk about as a free throw shooter, as a phenomenal free throw shooter. When he got into the league, he was shooting like 56%, 60%, 66%, and then he became an 80% free throw shooter at least. Like, that's a guy that worked on himself and got better by his third year. That's where Ben Simmons is now. Why can't he take those steps forward? There's been numerous other guys. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be one of those guys eventually because at least he tries it.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. We got Joe. We got Oliver. We got Brandon. Coming up 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Jack McCaffrey of the Delco Times about this Ben Simmons story. We'll also get a little bit more into the amazing cheating scandal by the Astros. And there was one other soundbite, aside from Jose Altuve's laugh, that we got to let you hear again because we're still confused by it. Flyers fans, it was a rough one. Alex Lyon tries to explain it all coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, Flyers fans, you have every right to be upset today. Flyers lost last night 4-1 after a couple of nice wins, but they returned to their home ice. They were able to take care of business against the defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues in overtime. Jake Voracek with a beautiful goal in that game to win it in OT. And then they come home last night against the Habitants. Alex Lyon in net for the Flyers, making his first start of the season with Carter Hart being shelved. So he didn't exactly perform well. 36 saves, good. 4 goals allowed, bad. 2 goals in like 5 minutes, very bad. But Alex Lyon explained it all after the game as to why Bobby had such a struggle.
This will make sense. This will make you feel better.
This will explain it all. And you'd be like, oh, I totally see why there'd be a problem. Alex Lyon, postgame.
I felt pretty good. I would say in terms of comparison and how I felt in the past, I was significantly more at ease, so I felt good. I thought my brain fell asleep a little bit in the second there for about 5 minutes, and that was a real dagger. But good learning experience. Just going to try and build confidence and momentum going forward.
There you go. His brain fell asleep, Trey.
Fell asleep, man. He got tired.
When lining up in professional sports on the offensive line for yourself there at left tackle, did you ever just brain fell asleep?
No. That's sniffing ammonia caps. No, we hit ammonia caps though before the game.
Would you ever hit them during the game?
Every night, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Yeah,
Flyers do it all the time.
Yeah, just kind of wake
on the
you
bench.
Up.
I don't blame them. You need
they
that
work
every once in a while. Yeah, well, with that so one time we did it.
Yeah, the Flyers will do them on the bench.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. One day we did them here in studio. I went and had the best workout of my life after the show. I texted Trey. I was like, these things are awesome.
I know.
Felt like I was on HGH.
Right next to my espresso machine at home. I just put a bunch of mono. Man, I'm bouncing. When I leave the house. Mm-hmm. Joe in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy. Good, man.
So I got a lot to say about Ben, man. I think one of the biggest issues with him coming from college is he got caught up in the faint first before trying to be a great basketball player. You got to appreciate somebody like the Kemba's mentality. Comes in, he just wants to get better and better every single game.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah. Antetokounmpo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a lot better.
Yes.
The biggest issue, I believe, is Brett Brown. And it's twofold. Part of him is his coaching, which is shocking because he came from a great coaching tree. The other part is the long-term relationship with him and Ben. And I think because of that, he can't maximize Ben's potential. Ben's no different than Jason Kidd, who didn't have a decent three-point shot. The only difference is at least Jason would attempt them. And because the coach is not being able to motivate the kid or at least push the kid to try to get more out of him, this is why Ben is in the space he's in. And everybody's too comfortable with him just kind of plateauing right now. And I think, you know, out of the two between him and Ben is a great player. Embiid. Embiid is a phenomenal talent, you know, generational talent. But again, with the same situation, it's his work ethic. And out of the two, and it's his work ethic, his injury, you would want to go with Ben if you were going to separate the two. The difference is Ben is inconsistent. And until somebody gets him to motivate him, to push him, whether it's benching or whether getting some creative kind of way to get him to shoot more, Sixers will always be in the same spot.
Joe, thanks for the call, man. I will say this. He's extremely consistent, Ben Simmons. I think he's very consistent. We see the same thing from him night in and night out. We don't see jump shots. We don't really see him much in the fourth quarter when it comes to scoring, at least. We sure as heck don't see him go to the line in the fourth quarter. And his defense is always great. Like, I think he's a very consistent basketball player. with that being said, I want to see him improve. Like, what's wrong with that?
But that's going to have to come from him, though. I mean, I know everybody wants Brett Brown to, you know, hey, go in there and kick in the door. But you have to, as a player, have that drive within you to make you step outside of your own comfort zone. I mean, you know, that's going to have to come from him.
Yeah. There's nothing that makes me, and nothing against what he just said, but there's nothing that makes me roll eyes more, and Trey, I think you're on board with this, than when people talk about a coach motivating players or motivating his team. That has to happen once, maybe twice, three times a season at most. If you're not motivated as a professional player every day, every night, look, is it hard? No question, but that's why you're in the position you're in. That's why you're a professional player. You self-motivate. You have to be ready to play. A coach has way more other things to worry about than having to get you to, all right, you got to play a little harder. Or, come on, you got to be really motivated to shoot this three. I'm not defending Brett Brown. Yeah, maybe that's a problem that he can't get Ben to listen to him. That sounds like a big problem. But it's not that he's not preaching the right, you know, the right preach. It's not that he's not telling him and telling all of us that he wants him to shoot threes. Why doesn't he do it? The problem is he can't get him to do it.
Tonight?
It's not that he's not trying, I don't think, to do it.
Tonight's a very special night. Sixers, Bulls, right?
Right.
Tonight will mark the 20th game. Most likely that Ben Simmons will not take a three-pointer or 8 free throw attempts within the same game. The 20th game. It has been 20 games. Tonight will mark the 20th game since Brett Brown issued that challenge to him in his post-game press conference. And now 20 games or 19 games have gone by, 20th tonight, where Ben Simmons will not accept that challenge from his head coach. I don't think it's a head coaching problem. I think that's a player problem. If you bring in somebody else, whether that be, let's just talk about some of the rumored names, right? Like Mark Jackson is one of the names of former Golden State fame. Another name that I saw out there, Tom Thibodeau, who was most recently with the Timberwolves, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Any coach that might be out there available, ready to come in. If you hire somebody from within the organization, Jim O'Brien actually took a step back last year, I think. If you go with somebody already in the organization, he's like a head coaching advisor. Will he have the attention of Ben Simmons? Will he be able to tell him what to do? I don't think so, because it's still the same player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know a magic remedy that you can get to, like, trick a guy into shooting a three.
Draw a play for him?
See, I got you. You shot it.
Move the line up? I don't know how you do it. I really don't know. Maybe put a device on his shoulder, you tap it? I don't know. Let's talk to Oliver in Virginia. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, hey, man.
I have a hard time believing that Ben Simmons is the problem for this team. I mean, are we saying that Ben Simmons is the problem?
Nope.
The reason why?
Nope, not saying that at all.
All right, so with that being said, there's other players on this team that's not reaching their potential. But I can consistently hear Ben Simmons not taking a shot. Ben Simmons not taking a shot. Joel Embiid not going down low.
Mm-hmm.
What about Tobias Harris?
Right.
What is Tobias Harris bringing us? Al Horford. What is Al Horford bringing us?
Yeah.
Josh Richardson is playing good, but he doesn't have a consistent jump shot as well.
Mm.
You know, Ben Simmons, yes, he's a good player. Does he deserve to be an all-star? Who cares at this point?
I do.
At this point, well.
And a lot of people care.
I mean.
There is a large fan base that cares.
They care.
You don't care? Are you telling me you don't care that Ben Simmons makes or does not make an all-star?
No, what I care, I don't care. What I care about is, are they going to go further in the playoffs and go to the championship?
If Ben Simmons is better, if Joel Embiid is better, if Tobias Harris is better, you think they have a better shot at making, you know, a championship, right?
Absolutely.
That's all we're asking for.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.